Okay, number four on the agenda, Luis. How are you?
Good evening.
As the vice chairman, state your name and the record, and I'm going to ask the vice chairman to swear.
Patrick Broke, I'm the architect of the project.
Scrub, you ready to swear? Can I please just swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Okay, also a second floor addition, why don't you fill us in?
Second floor addition, this is a property on Putnam Avenue. Putnam Avenue is zoned, or this property is zoned GC zone, so commercial zone. There's a residence on the property. From my understanding, it's always been a residence, never been a commercial property. The owners are looking to expand the house slightly. If you look at our calculations on the FAR, the existing first floor is 518 square feet, second floor is 380 square feet. So this two-bedroom house is 893 square feet total. They're looking to expand.
I took a drive by it. It's just that little section on the back you're going to go over that, correct?
Correct. There's a one-story section at the back of the house now that they're looking to expand. At the rear of the house, it's one-story section. So they're looking to extend the gable roof out, make the one tiny bedroom a little bit smaller, a little bit larger, and provide a small play area at the second floor. It will remain a two-bedroom house. The encroachment into the setback is the deck that they're proposing off the back of the house. It's a 16-foot deck that they're proposing. That goes to within 9 feet of the rear property line. If you look at the survey, the front and rear yard setbacks actually overlap, so there is no way to get anything on there without requiring a variance.
Yes, that's always fun. Now, the addition will not increase the footprint, the second floor addition will not increase the footprint.
Correct.
As well.
Correct.
And the only thing that increases the footprint is your
is the deck. The deck off the first floor, yes. And then there was the other part of the project, there was a deck. I'm sorry, a shed that was off the property, beyond the rear property line, and that's being relocated to between the house and the garage, meeting the front yard setback of 35 feet, but it's more further from the rear yard than the deck would be.
That's because there's a shed behind the house now, right?
Correct.
That yes. Shed is going to be relocated?
Yes. Okay. Right now it's beyond the property line. It's on the neighbor's property.
Oh, okay. All right. That garage that's to the right of this house, is that owned by this by
yes,
your
yes, owner? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's part of the application. You used to get a lot of these back in the day.
I've had one. 138-11
has that prohibition on expanding a non-conforming use. This goes back to when Ed was the chairman. There's never anything that that stopped us from granting a variance. It was more of a check the box. We had to make sure we granted that variance to give somebody the roof because otherwise we wouldn't do it. So that's how I
would. So it's part of the motion.
Yeah, it has to be part of the motion. Yeah. Okay. I'll entertain any motion anyone could make.
I would make a motion to grant the applicant a relief from section 138-11(c)(1) for extension of a non-conforming use in the GC zone, and for granting a variance on the north front setback where 35 feet is required and 10.38 is proposed and existing. I would grant a 25-foot variance on that, on the north front setback, a 26-foot variance on the west rear setback for construction of the deck, and an 11-foot setback variance on the north front parking setback where 15 is required and 4 feet is existing.
Thank you, Paul. Do I have a second?
Second.
I'll take the second. And if you would be kind enough to address the criteria.
So, whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created by this variance.
I know, but
no,
it's not
variance. The changes in the property are entirely in keeping of what's already there while it's a GC zone. And the house has been there for as long as anyone knows and is pre-existing, and this merely improves the character of the property itself and by extension the nearby properties. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance. Two of these variances are to confirm pre-existing non-conforming measurements so that they could not be achieved by any method other than the variance. The property setbacks require the third variance for any construction that would be done off the back, for the creation of the deck. So there is no method that could be achieved that could be used other than the variance. Whether the requested variance is substantial, yes, in concept, these variances are substantial, but in the nature of that area, I don't think they're substantial in such a way as to require denial of the application. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood district, we have not heard anything. Having viewed the property, it does not appear that there would be any environmental impact, and I don't believe there would be. Whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, no, it is not. The property itself is non-conforming, and any waterfront property would require a variance.
Great, thank you, Paul. We'll do a roll call vote. John, I'll start with you.
I'm in favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Paul?
In favor.
Rob?
I'm in favor.
Steve?
In favor.
I'm in favor as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
So, hang on just a minute, I'll get some paperwork.
Name, right?
Yes, it's on the application.